with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 6th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, it's time for the bigger schools to get in on the postseason fun, as we'll bring you a Class 4A regional opening round softball contest tonight. Lamar's Community welcomes in the Nighthawks of Boydenhall Rock Valley. We'll have all the action for you in what should be a very thrilling regional opening round contest right here on KLEM Radio. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:50 from the Lamar's Community Softball Diamond. First pitch is at 7. Again, cuts all the action right here as Lamar's hosts Boydenhall Rock Valley in regional softball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Last night, the Galen Catholic baseball team used a wild 11-run fifth inning to launch themselves past Lawton Bronson in their district semifinal by the final score of 14-7. Galen's offense was a little slow out of the gate, but were still able to get three runs by the time the fifth inning started to lead 3-0 heading into the fifth. Once that fifth inning came around, head coach Lloyd Kraft says the Jay offense was on its game.
That's what they do. Sometimes I wonder when it's going to go, you know, when it's going to start, but it does. And when it goes, just hang on, because then they just start. It takes one guy, and then it just starts domino, and everybody starts going.
But before the Jay offense could get things going in the bottom of the inning, in the top of the inning, Lawton Bronson had things figured out and scored 6 runs in the top of the inning to go up 6-3. This happened after Connor Kraft's first 4 innings on the mound, allowing just 1 hit and punching out 10 batters. Coach Kraft says his relievers fell victim to the Eagle offense getting settled in late.
They just got done seeing Connor's fastball, and they had 3 innings to time it up, and Pete gets in there and he gets the short end of it because they've already timed up the fastball. And so, yeah, it happens. And, you know, we tried to make adjustments according to how Connor was pitching and where they were hitting it, which didn't work with Pete because, you know, they were hitting it further now. So, but it happens, and we made the adjustments as coaches.
On the bottom side of the inning, Galen Catholic scored a whopping 11 runs with 16 hitters coming to the plate. They almost turned the lineup over twice in the inning. It was a loud response to the top of the inning to put the Jays up 14-6 at the time. Coach Kraft says the senior leaders were behind it and helped lead the Jays into the monumental inning.
That's the benefit of having 7 seniors out here, and that senior leadership put this team on their back. And, you know, it's David Baynos getting them together and saying, look, it's time to go. And you could feel that, you know, the seniors, I mean, they're one and done. And it's not just done now, it's done forever. And that leadership just got them going. And you could feel it, you know, that they were going to will themselves to a win no matter what.
And, of course, the Eagles did tack on one more run in the sixth inning to get to that final score of 14-7. Galen Catholic improves to 21-5 after the district semifinal win, and they will look forward to a rubber match against Akron Westfield in Saturday's district final. The Westerners, of course, the only team to beat the Jays in Weigel Conference play this year. Coach Kraft and the Jays, of course, have a lot of respect for Coach Johnson's Akron Westfield squad, and they're not going to tread lightly heading into Saturday.
They are a scrappy team. I said that from day one when the season started. If there was a team out there that, you know, I worried about, it's Akron. And but these guys, you know, it's like tonight. We got the win and we could really celebrate, but we go back to work tomorrow. You know, practice as usual. We won't reinvent the wheel. We're going to go in and do what we do and just get ready for Saturday.
And Lawton Bronson saw their season come to an end last night with a record of 8-13. There was a ton of postseason action in softball and baseball yesterday, so let's go to the sports scores and results page, which, as always, can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. We'll go to softball first in Class 1A Region 1. 6th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's opened their postseason up with a big 10-0 run rule win over South O'Brien in 6 innings. Hallie Gallis went 3-for-3, a couple of RBIs. Hallie Bunkers 1-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Grace Gallis homered, going 1-for-3 with 2 runs driven in. And Marina Cronin was fine as always. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, striking out 6. The Hawks will face Trinity Christian, who came back late to knock off Kingsley Pearson by a score of 10-9. The Panthers unfortunately gave up a 4-run top of the 7th inning and were unable to recover. They did score 2 runs in the bottom half of that 7th inning, but it was not quite enough to keep their season going. On the other side of the region, 10th-ranked Logan Magnolia shut out Woodbury Central 8-0, and River Valley doubled up Westwood 12-6. To Class 2A Region 1, where 6th-ranked West Monona beat West Sioux in 6 innings, 13-3. This was a shocker, but a dominant win for Akron Westfield. The Westerners rolled over Hinton in 3 innings, the score 13-1. Akron Westfield got a great day at the plate from both Katie Johnson and Mackenzie Hughes. Johnson went 2-for-2 with a double and 4 RBIs. Mackenzie Hughes 2-for-3 with a double and 4 runs batted in. Josie Smith went 3 innings in the circle, 3 hits, a 1 run allowed, and struck out 3. Hinton's season ends after some nice performances at the plate from Carlin Kovarna, who went 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Kayla Siepersma 2-for-2 with a double as well. On the other side of 2A Region 1, 10th-ranked North Union shut out Sibley Ocheden, close one there, 2-0, and Western Christian went on the road to beat Hartley Melbourne Sanborn 5-1. To Class 2A Region 2, where 8th-ranked Missouri Valley beat AHSTW 9-2. Trainer shut out Underwood 12-0. 12th-ranked Sioux Central took down Alta Aurelia 11-1, and MVA OCOU beat Ridgeview 9-2. In MRAC regular season softball, Bishop Heelan wound out the conference schedule with a 7-0 victory over Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. Now to postseason baseball from yesterday. In Class 1A District 1, the top seed and second-ranked team in Class 1A, Kingsley Pearson, stomped George Little Rock in their postseason opener 16-0 in 4 innings. Well, who didn't produce at the plate for the Panthers last night? Evan Newman. He went 2-for-3 with a double, 2 runs driven in. Also, 4 innings on the mound, 1 hit, no runs, 9 strikeouts. That's a pretty good day at the office for Evan Newman. Boston Duske went 3-for-3 with a pair of runs batted in. Bo Bubke went 2-for-3 with a double, 2 runs driven in, and Tyler Orzechowski went 1-for-2 with 2 runs batted in. On the other side of the district, it'll be an all Plymouth County district final as the 3 seed MMCRU doubled up 2 seed North Union 4-2. Michael Peterson keeps the Royal pitching in a great rhythm. 6 innings, just 2 runs allowed on the mound for Peterson as the Royals and Panthers lock up their district final. In Class 1A District 2, it'll be the 2 top seeds as top seed Newell Fonda beat North Iowa 8-0, and Bishop Kerrigan shut out West Hancock 10-0. In Class 1A District 13, 3rd-ranked and top-seeded Remsen St. Mary's opened up their postseason with a 12-1 5-inning victory over IKM Manning. Alex Schrader drove in 2 runs. Colin Homan went 1-for-2 with 2 runs batted in. Jackson Bunkers, Cale Ortman, Colin Homan, and Isaiah Garretts combined in a what would be, in professional baseball, a bullpen day. 1 hit, 1 run, striking out 11, as all 4 will stay eligible for Saturday. On the other side of the district, the Hawks will face off with Alta Aurelia in the district final. The Warriors beat Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton 6-0. On the other side of that substate in District 14, top seed Woodbury Central took down Earlham 2-1, and Tri-Center beat Southwest Valley 3-0. To Class 1A District 15, a 9-run 6th inning blew this one open as 7th-ranked West Harrison beat the 5-seed Riverside 12-2 in 6 innings. 2nd-seed St. Albert, they rolled over Fremont Mills 13-0. The Falcons have now shut down their opponents 33-1 in the postseason so far. And in Class 1A District 16, of course, again, Galen Catholic beat Lawton Bronson 14-7. Akron Westfield shut out Woodbine 4-0. The Westerners advancing to the district final, making it 5 Plymouth County teams in Class 1A advancing to the district final. Of course, in Class 2A District 1, there's still postseason baseball there. Top seed and 4th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central beat Sioux Central 11-3. Forest City over Okoboji 14-5. In Class 2A District 2, West Lyon shut out West Sioux 8-0. Unity Christian beat Central Lyon in 9 innings 1-0. In Class 2A District 15, it was Underwood beating Cherokee 5-4. And it was second seed Hinton sending our 6th Plymouth County area school to the district final, 11-7 win over Ridgeview. Glenn Carlson was electric at the plate. He went 3-for-4 with 2 base hits and 5 runs driven in. Dylan Hartman, 2-for-4, double, a triple, and a run batted in as well. In 2A District 16, the other side of the sub-state, top seed Clarinda beat Shenandoah 7-4, and it was Red Oak shutting out Trainer 4-0. To some MRAC regular season baseball finales from yesterday, third-ranked Lewis Central beat Lamar's in a good battle for the Bulldogs, 4-3 in 8 innings. Evan Jalis had a pair of hits, a run batted in, 4 innings on the mound as well, striking out 4, allowing 5 hits and a run. All these scores, as always, can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Now we go to the sports schedule for today. It is big school 3A, 4A, and 5A softball postseason openers. In Class 3A Region 1, Sheldon will be at Estherville Lincoln Central. Unity Christian's at Spirit Lake. Okoboji is at West Lyon, and Sioux Center is at MOC Floyd Valley. In Class 3A Region 3, Harlan's at Saydell. Algona is at Humboldt. Cherokee is at Greene County, and OABCIG is at Southeast Valley. In Class 4A Region 1, Spencer's at Bishop Heelan, and then our contest tonight brings you Boyden Hall Rock Valley here in town to take on Lamar's. We'll have pregame at 6:50, first pitch at 7 o'clock. In Class 5A Region 2, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Urbandale, and in Class 5A Region 3, Sioux City West heads across the metro to take on Sioux City North. For more sports news, check out KLAM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. And once again, don't forget to tune in tonight to Lamar's Community Softball as the Bulldogs welcome in Boyden Hall Rock Valley for our Class 4A Regional Opening Round Contest. Pregame is at 6:50. This has been your Thursday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.